Welcome to Food for Thought with Gretchen. I'm Mark Munger, filling in for Gretchen. Once a popular fruit to grow in Iowa, sour cherries are now a bit rare in our orchards. They are labor-intensive, delicate, and loved by birds. But they are also so beautiful and delicious, so sour yet fruity, they are worth all the effort. I have two very young trees in my yard, and I spent hours picking and pitting what turned out to be only 6 pints. I recently brought 1 pint to Iris Hammer, a baker and pastry chef at the Pastry Parlor in Sioux City, and asked if she could make something special with them. The result is today's Food for Thought with Gretchen, but I'm Mark.
Hi, I'm Iris Hammer. I'm the owner of the Pastry Parlor in Sioux City, Iowa. We feature a lot of traditional American pastries such as sheet cakes, anything, but we also specialize in a lot of German traditional pastry such as the cream cakes and stuff. And today we're making a very traditional dessert that's very much a summer dessert in Germany, and it's called an Obstboden. It's actually a very traditional German summer dessert.
Obstboden?
Mm-hmm. It's really a traditional summer dessert, almost at every birthday party, any celebration at all, you would find that. So if anybody ever traveled to Germany, they're probably familiar with it. Can be done with just about any food at all out there. And if you translate Obstboden right, it would come out to basically a fruit bottom, you know, so it...
So Obst is the fruit?
Obst is fruit, actually, in Germany.
And
Boden means basically base. You know, it's okay. Like a fruit-based kind of tart. So
okay. That's
what you have. So first thing we have to do is make the bottom, the base for the... And to which, if you want to come around. Just mix the butter together with some sugar. I got that all measured out here, actually, so it makes it a little easier. Then we add a little vanilla to it, and then 2 eggs, and you mix that all up. That would be basically your wet ingredients.
This is a good start. This is kind of the start of a lot of pastries.
Yeah, pretty much. It's a very basic recipe. It just gives you a good base. It's not too soft, not like an angel food cake is soft that you can't work with it, but it's... firm enough that you can do something with it, but it's soft enough people would want to eat it. You just mix that up for a second, and then we add a little bit of salt. There we go. And some flour. And then what I like to use, it's baking powder, but it's German kind of Backpulver. I like to use it, and I actually have that sent from Germany to me. So I'm just used to working with it.
What do you find is different about it than the one?
In my German recipes, I try to stay as true as I can get with the ingredients. Like, our cornstarch is a little bit different. My cookies seem to work better with it. And I'm just used for any German recipe. I try to find as many of the original products as I can find, just to stay completely true to the recipe. So I think, you know, you can substitute it with, if you can find the equal to American product, and a lot of them I have to, because you can't find everything exactly here that you want, so I find substitutes for them. But if I can find the original or somewhere get my hands on it, I usually send for the original German. And then we kind of just mix it up. It's just, like I said, a very basic biscuit dough that we make on the bottom. And then there's a pan for it. It's actually like a tart pan. I suppose you could find that here in the States too. I still have it from Germany, but any tart pan would work. That's pretty much a tradition that we spray the pan. And then put the dough in it. And then basically stick it in the oven and bake it.
Okay. Now, so this tart pan is different from others I've seen. It has a raised center.
Yes, and what it is, it has a little lip, as you see on the edge. So when you bake it, once you flip it out, I did it just like on television, you come out with something like this that has a little lip. So you basically bake it upside down, and when you flip it, you have a little indentation for your fruit and your fillings.
Okay, so what you're showing me now is, is it one you've already baked.
That's
so,
the one so, I already baked, just for time saving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
So basically you just put it in there, bake it, and you come up with something like this.
Oh,
so
fantastic.
Once you have it. And so that's the base for our Obstboden. And then what I like to do, we put a little bit of, I make a little mixture just so it doesn't sog the fruit. Because if you would put the fruit directly on it, it would soak a little into it. It would get soggy. Mm-hmm. So I like to make a little base out of, it's cream cheese, heavy cream, and a little powdered sugar and vanilla.
Ooh.
And you spread that on the bottom, just a very thin layer on the bottom. Keeps kind of a moisture barrier. Because depends, it really don't make no difference. Even if you use fresh fruit, eventually when it sits in the refrigerator, it would get a little soggy. So in order to prevent it from sogging through, I put a little bit of that filling on the bottom.
Sure. So the kind of the fats and the whipped cream and everything resist the water.
Exactly. It's like a little moisture barrier. Plus it tastes good.
Yeah, it's
you
a
know,
delicious
it,
moisture barrier.
It keeps it, you know, it gives it a little more sweet to it, and I kind of like it that way. And you can basically, if you don't want to have, some people are anti-dairy, they don't like the dairy on it. So you can just leave it, don't put any, or substitute it with any base you want. And then the fruit would get arranged just on top of it. You know, you put your fruit on top, arrange it on there, which we can do, I guess.
You know what, I even see a pit right there. If anybody breaks a tooth, it's my fault.
Aha, uh-huh, yeah, we go on record as saying that. If there's a pit left
in it, I bear responsibility.
And usually, in the summertime, it's really nice, very traditional with strawberries. A lot of people put strawberries on the tarts.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets, you kind of arrange it on there so it's basically all covered. And you can mix your fruit. We do a lot of mixed fruit tarts too. So basically, if you have any kind of fruit, if you grow it yourself or you picked it up, or you know, you have some leftover fruit of various kinds, you can make that. And it's really refreshing and summery, so a lot of people like it. It's very popular. You kind of arrange them all around. Aha. We got not a,
another.
With the pits, you want to make sure, of course, to get as many pits out as you can. You don't want to have necessarily any pits in your fruit left. And then obviously bigger fruit you would cut down. So. And then strawberries, you would half them and just kind of put them on, arrange them however. And then we cook a glaze. It's a clear glaze. I picked that up actually, you know, online. I can get it or have it shipped from Germany. It's just a little clear glaze that you cook actually. What it gets is, you put some sugar in a pan, like 2 tablespoons of sugar. Put a cup of water in it, and then the glaze part goes in. And then you bring it to a boil. And then I noticed in a lot of the American tarts, they have sort of a glaze too, but they put their glaze on the bottom of the fruit instead of the filling. While we do it the other way around, we cook ours and then spoon it on top. And as it cools down, it hardens and it keeps the fruit all together and gives it a really good base.
So what is in the glaze powder that you use?
I would say, what you call it in America, what is that called? Gelatin. That's what,
okay.
I would say it's a gelatin base.
Oh, I see.
So it's basically just, I suppose you could use a gelatin base, but then it would get so thick that you basically would have to put it on the bottom like they do here in the States. Mm-hmm. A lot of the tarts you buy, you have that glaze that you put and then put spoon on the bottom, mm-hmm. put your fruit on top, and we do it the other way around basically. We put the fruit down and then put the glaze over to hold it all together.
Okay.
So you just have to bring that to a boil. Best while stirring, otherwise you get a lot of clumps. And then basically when it's still hot, you spoon it over the fruit. And then, like I said, as it sets, it settles on the fruit and gives it like a nice shiny glaze on top. And actually the German word for that is Tortenbodenglasur, we call it. It's like a glaze.
That all translates to glaze?
Well, it would be a... I guess the glazure would be the glaze part.
So it's about like a coat your spoon thickness? And like...
Yes, it's about, you know, it's very liquid when you first cook it, and then it hardens almost like a gelatin type of, you know, a little bit firmer than Jello almost. And that goes on top, you spoon that all through the whole top and try to cover all the fruit with it. It gives a nice sweet taste to it, but it's not overwhelming. It doesn't really, the glaze itself doesn't have a taste, so it's basically not to interfere with the fruit. So it's just basically meant as a bonding agent, you know, so it keeps everything together. What I like to do to mine, just to dress it up a little, I usually put a little border, which we're going to do too, a little border of whipped cream on it. Just to give it, to dress it up. And most people would serve whipped cream with it. In Germany, it would be very tradition to have a little bowl of whipped cream. So when you go, most of the time, if you would go to a birthday party in Germany or something, you would find very much that they have this type of dessert and then maybe a cream cake of sort and maybe like a bundt cake or so. Usually we have a variety of cakes, while versus here, most of the birthday parties would have one dessert, which would be a sheet cake or something. Uh-huh. We have mostly variety. And with this particular, when you have something like that, there would be always a bowl of fresh whipped cream served with it that people could help themselves to. They would just put a dab on it.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, so if this cools a second, I have some whipped cream made up, and then we put a little border of whipped cream around it. Mm-hmm. And basically that's what you would call Obstboden in Germany.
When you were growing up, this was what you would have for your birthday?
Pretty much. I think on every birthday party, anniversary party, every celebration of sorts where there would be cake, you would find somewhere an Obstboden. So that's pretty much very traditional. And like I said, anybody that ever traveled to Germany eventually came across one of those. In almost every bakery, you would find that.
If you went to a birthday party in mm-hmm. Germany, there would just be a table with many desserts.
Pretty much. When we have at coffee time, usually people about 2-3, kind of like in England with the tea, we have coffee hour in Germany, about 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. Uh-huh. And then people, even on Sundays, even if there's no special occasion, you would have coffee and dessert and usually a different, a little bit variety of desserts. Even at weddings, anyway, you would have more of a variety of cakes rather uh-huh. than just one cake.
Uh-huh.
So that's very traditional. Whereas here I had to get used to first, people have the cake, you know.
Yes.
We don't find that. A lot in Germany you would have more a traditional, different kind, something fruity like this, or maybe, you know, a drier variety, maybe like a pound cake or something. Mm-hmm. So it would be something for everybody's taste. But that's very traditional, so for everybody to have a variety of different desserts.
So the cakes that you make here, you've kind of learned how to make the cakes that people have here. It's different from what you would traditionally make, or different?
Yes, I would say, and we adjust a little bit to certain things. Obviously, certain ingredients are hard to come by, so mm-hmm. you adjust a little bit, but I try to stay pretty much. The torten we have, the cream cakes, basically, and things like that with the three layers and have the fillings in them and stuff, that's pretty traditional. You would find that always pretty much at every celebration too, like the Black Forest cake, the mandarin orange tort, the hazelnut tort, stuff like that you would find.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, the Obstboden pretty much. And in every mm-hmm. variety, people like to put, some have bananas and strawberries on there, some just have strawberries on there, so it's kind of whatever fruits are available, mm-hmm. you would work with. And the base is always the same. You would make the same base. And then the filling, like I said, some people don't want to put the cream cheese filling on the bottom. Some do. So mm-hmm. I just like to do it as a moisture barrier. So.
That's beautiful. It looks like mm-hmm. summer to me. That's the brightness of the fruit.
I think any summer celebration has to have an Obstboden with it. You know, we're gonna feature that this summer too on our site, so people can try it if they want to. Okay. You know, they can order one and see. How it turns out.
That would be on your Facebook page.
Yeah, so. We're going to post that. So.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
That's gorgeous.
it's kind of nice, to, you know, they sit and chat a little bit, and if you go visit in Germany, you find a lot, they group together, and maybe at the table somebody sits, you ask, oh, can I join you? And it's very much a social our way. So people do that all the time, so I like that.
Yeah, I wish we could do that here. That would be very nice.
Yeah, I guess people's life gets so busy, people forget to take time out to enjoy food.
Yes.
So when you get, you know, everything is such a grab-and-go society. Every once in a while, you should have a really nice piece of cake or a nice beer and just have a cup of coffee, relax, and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we can make an obstbottom, and you can do just that.
There you go.
So this is back at the station. Stumpy Steve Smith is testing the confection.
Are we ready to go? This is it's the look of it. I didn't know the gelatin. There's like a gelatin over the cherries.
Yeah, that's the glaze.
That's the glaze. I thought it was plastic, so I wasn't sure that I could eat that. So now that I know it's edible. Ooh, did you hear the cherry? When I stuck the fork in it, it like exploded a little bit.
Explosion of delicious.
An explosion of deliciousness. Okay, here we go. It's really good. The tart manages to bring enough sweetness. The cherries are really, really tart, but with the whipped cream and the tart, it evens it out. It's really nice. It's delicious.
Well, there you have it. Success.
Indeed.
Sitting in for Gretchen, I'm Mark Munger. Find the Pastry Parlor on Facebook, where Iris and her sister Heike post all too tempting photos of their cakes and pastries, as well as old family photos from Germany and hilarious little jokes. They are so fun. You've been listening to Food for Thought with Gretchen. I'm Mark.